Hello, this is the first edition of Last Week in the Lab, to give you a report back of what happened. And big point on the agenda was a press release that we're preparing for end of next week on our study on fatal domestic violence. And since it's such a sensitive topic, we want to be super prepared. So we've been wordsmithing the text. And our main findings are that 256 children were bereaved by intimate partner homicides in the Netherlands over a period of 10 years. And B, that many of these families had a history of domestic violence, which in many cases was unknown. So the children had not received any extra support for that. And C, many children were in the home when the homicide happened, and since the weapon was often a knife or a gun, they've probably been exposed to quite graphic homicide scenes. Now, I would like to get some media attention for the topic because it's important, and it's important that we improve support for these children, but it may not be picked up at all, of course. Alternatively, it can be picked up, and in that case, there's always a risk of misinterpretation. So I'm going to do some extra media training to get myself ready, and we'll continue to wordsmith a little bit more. But that's going to happen end of next week. Other news of the past week was that we had lab dinner, which was lovely. Lots of food and laughs. And it was great to have everybody, or almost everybody, at our place. And we revised a paper on the Ear for Recovery study, our project on audio sampling daily life after trauma. I'll tell a little bit more about that next time. And we had a kickoff meeting per Skype about our new project on how to foster integration of refugees. That's a really exciting project, bringing together history, philosophy, law, and psychology. And I'll talk about that also in a future edition. For now, have a great week.